The Senate is expected to vote this week on a proposal to build 700 miles of fence along the U.S.-Mexico border. The measure, which passed the House last week, would also set up a high-tech security system along the border. President Bush has promised to sign it into law if it passes. At the same time, the Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service is continuing a program called Operation Return to Sender, begun in late May, and is rounding up and deporting thousands of undocumented immigrants. ICE announced that over 100 people were arrested in Southwest Florida over the weekend. Earlier this month, ICE officials conducted sweeps along California's Central Coast. Over the weekend, protesters in Watsonville, California, took to the streets to demand ICE raids stop and called for amnesty for those undocumented people already living and working in the United States. Vinny Lombardo brings us sound from the rally.
More than 200 people rallied Sunday in Watsonville, California, to protest recent Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids, which rounded up and deported 107 people from Santa Cruz and Monterey counties. Immigration officials called the sweep Operation Return to Sender. Ramiro Medrano of the Watsonville Brown Berets described the raid as state terror.
We are showing the ICE that we will not stand quiet while our community is terrorized. No to the ICE! No to the ICE!
Most of those deported over the last 2 weeks were unjustly caught up in the raids and did not have criminal records, says Alicia Morales, a young mother from Watsonville who was accompanied by her 7-year-old daughter.
Everyone deserves amnesty, especially the people that have been here for years and are in the process of getting their citizenship and their papers. It's a shame to see people getting tickets, which disqualifies them from getting their residency or citizenship.
Immigrants are often scapegoats and targeted as the problem in society, says 18-year-old Javier Alvarez. But, he maintains, immigrants have played an essential role in this country's infrastructure and economy.
The Chinese, they built the railroads, and everybody, the Irish, we pretty much need the immigrant people here. They support us and they do a lot of the things that no one else wants to do.
Simba Kenyatta, an African-American candidate for Santa Cruz City Council, held a sign which read, Black and Brown United.
Divide and conquer is the oldest story in the world. And some forces now are trying to make a wedge between Black people and Brown people through the immigration stuff. And I want to make sure that that doesn't happen in our community and try my best to make sure that it doesn't happen in other communities.
In order for solutions to come forward, Kenyatta says the national debate on immigration needs to be expanded beyond guest worker programs.
And it's not going to work without everybody at the table. That includes the people that it affects the most, undocumented workers, poor people, you know, seasonal workers.
Pajaro Valley School Board member Karen Osmundson says elected officials need to figure out a way to legalize more Mexican immigrants.
You know, Mexicans are not going to stop coming across the borders. All the stuff that they're trying to do at the borders has ended up making it a very scary thing to do to cross, but they're crossing anyway, and many of them are dying.
An immigrant rights hotline was recently established so organizers can track ICE actions locally and help immigrants who are harassed about their legal status. At the studios of Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California, I'm Vinny Lombardo for Free Speech Radio News.